Hare Krishna. So here Arjuna has a question that, okay Krishna, till now you have described that those people who have the desire to attain the ultimate goal, that is love of God, they attain that by your mercy. But then what about those people who have something, some other desire, and still they approach you? What will happen to them? And here Krishna answers the question. Very, very nice. This particular verse covers all the people, all the categories of people in general. And Krishna is going to tell what will happen to them. Will their desires be fulfilled or not? Shloka number 11. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyaham mama vartamanu vartante manushyah partha sarvashah. Here Krishna is saying, ye yatha mam prapadyante. He is saying, yatha, as, ye, all of them, mam prapadyante, surrender unto me, as all surrender unto me. What he does, tams tathaiva bhajamyaham. What do? I reward them accordingly. The way they surrender, I reward them accordingly. And then he says, O Partha, O Arjuna, manushyaha sarvashaha. Everyone, now he's covering all the people. And then he says, mama vartamanu vartante. They follow my path in all respects, Krishna is saying. So here Krishna is saying, the way people surrender unto me, I award them accordingly. And in fact, everyone is just following me directly or indirectly. This is what is the meaning of this verse. Let's get deeper into this verse and try to understand through the purport. Everyone is searching for Krishna in different aspects of his manifestation. See, in this world, no one can be said, or no one can be categorized into a category called a person who is not searching for Krishna. Everyone in this world is searching for Krishna, directly or indirectly. Some people might explicitly search for Krishna, and some people might explicitly do something else. But actually, within the heart, there is a desire to search for Krishna, and that is not known. And that manifests externally as searching for something else. Now, here there are different categories, you know, which are there. We have already discussed this. There are three ways to realize the Supreme Personality of God. There are three basic manifestations. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Three levels. So, Brahman is the stage where the person realizes the effulgence coming from the body of the Lord. That is Brahma Jyoti. So, that is the stage of Brahman. Paramatma is a localized feature of the Lord, where He is there in each and every atom and each and every body. That is Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham. He is there in each and every atom. That is Paramatma. But then, when it comes to Bhagavan, He is Purna Purushottam. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead with all attractive qualities, and He does various pastimes. Now, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, so top is Bhagavan. Who can realize Bhagavan? Only pure devotees can realize Bhagavan. No one else can realize. Only pure devotees. Now let's talk about the others, you know, who are there. Krishna is the object of everyone's realization, and thus anyone and everyone is satisfied according to one's desire to have Him. So as we already said, that everyone is desiring for Krishna, but some are desiring directly, some are desiring indirectly. So let's see different categories of people. Now the first one, let's talk about the Brahmavadis. As for those who are impersonalists and who want to commit spiritual suicide by annihilating the individual existence of living entity, Krishna helps also by absorbing them into His effulgence. Now there are some people who are completely sure that Lord is impersonal. He doesn't have any form. So they are still at a preliminary stage, Brahman platform. And when they're desiring to merge in Brahman, what does Krishna do? He absorbs them in His effulgence. And they're also happy. Right? So Krishna reciprocates with them the way they are desiring. Now the next category of people. For those who are fruitive workers, the Lord awards the desired results of their prescribed duties as Yageshwara. Now they're doing lots of prescribed duties, lots of fruitive activity. So what does Krishna do? Krishna awards them accordingly. Okay, you want heavenly plant? Chalo, you go to heavenly plant. What do you want there? Ramba, Urvashi, Menaka, Somras, everything is available. Go, enjoy. And like that, he sends to different planets, wherever the people want to go. The desire, what they have, Krishna is fulfilling that. Next category. Those who are yogis seeking mystic powers are awarded such powers. Krishna is Yogeshwara. He is the greatest of all mystic yogis. And when the yogis, they desire that some chutku mutku powers. I want to become smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. I want to fly. I want to just close my eyes and just put my hand, you know, in some other country and get some fruit from there. Krishna is like, oh, this much only? Chalo, theek hai, le lo. How much endeavor you're doing? So much of endeavors you're doing. Chalo, take it. So Krishna reciprocates the way the yogis are desiring. So they have a desire to attain mystical power. And Krishna, being the Yogeshwara, he awards the mystical power. So these are different category people. Brahmavadis, then the Karmi, the Karma Yogis or Karmis, and then the next one is the Yogis, the Ashtanga Yogis. But now, what about devotees? Let's talk about devotees. Krishna reciprocates with his pure devotees in the transcendental attitude just as the devotee wants him. Now here also, devotee takes the lead. Devotee will desire in what way Krishna should reciprocate with me. Like for example, one devotee may want Krishna as Supreme Master. So the devotee might have the Dasya Bhav. He wants to be the servant of the Lord. He wants to see the Lord as Master. Okay, so Lord will fulfill that desire. And then another as his personal friend. Now that person might be in the Sakya Bhav, in the mood of friendship. So Lord will manifest himself as a friend. Another as his son. Now a devotee might be in Vatsalya Bhav. Now, where he is desiring that I want Krishna, I want Krishna to be my son. So Krishna will manifest as his son. And then, and still another as his lover in Madhurya Bhav, where the person is desiring to be the lover of Lord Krishna, and Krishna accepts and Krishna also reciprocates accordingly. Krishna rewards all the devotees equally according to their different intensities of love for him. Now, depending on the different intensities of love, different desires that they have, the different moods that they have, accordingly Krishna will reciprocate. How wonderful this is. Same person, one person Krishna, and look at the way he's reciprocating with everyone. Be it at the lowest level of being the Karmis, or be the Brahmavadis, or the Ashtanga Yogis, or when it comes to the topmost people, devotees, and even in devotees are different categories. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. At all the levels, Krishna is very nicely reciprocating. So it is said here, everyone is dependent for success upon his mercy only. And all kinds of spiritual processes are but different degrees of success on the same path. It's only Krishna who is awarding everyone the results of their endeavors. If Krishna decides not to give the result, no one in this world can be successful. Everyone is dependent on Krishna for the success. Whatever, in whichever path they are in. Directly or indirectly, everyone is desiring to attain Krishna in different forms. Be it impersonal Brahma Jyoti, or be it the localized form of Paramatma, or be it Bhagavan in the mood of master, in the mood of friend, in the mood of a son, or in the mood of a lover. So all the devotees, when they desire this, the Lord is fulfilling that. So everyone is dependent on the Lord. And then it is said, unless therefore one comes to the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness, all attempts remain imperfect. So what is the use of doing anything in this world? Yes. Finally, the ultimate goal has to be attained. So we have to come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. So it is said, akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udaradi. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. So very beautiful words from Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 3rd chapter, shloka number 10. So this says that akama sarva kamama. There is no desire or there are lots of desires. Akama sarva kamama moksha kama, or someone has a desire for liberation. Doesn't matter what category the person belongs to. What is expected? Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. One has to do tivra bhakti, intense devotional service, and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So whichever category we belong to doesn't matter. What matters is, are we doing intense devotional service or not? Every single living entity, every single person, whichever category he is belonging to, in the age of Kali Yuga, he has to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When he chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, whatever desire he has, Krishna will reciprocate accordingly. And along with that, Krishna will provide something else also. That's the highest stage of perfection. So it's the duty of every single devotee, doesn't matter he has some desires or not, he has to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. With lot of intensity, with lot of love, lot of devotion, calling out for Krishna. And when Krishna showers his mercy, his desires are fulfilled, and at the same time he attains the ultimate perfection. So in this way we see that in shloka number 11, Krishna is telling Arjuna that I will fulfill the desires the way they are reciprocating with me, or the way they desire, accordingly I will fulfill their desires. Depending on the intensity of the person's devotion, accordingly I reciprocate. Now after speaking all this, it's a very nice point, which a nice question which Arjuna is asking. He's like, is it so? You fulfill everyone's desire. If you fulfill everyone's desire, then why people are worshipping someone else? What is their problem? Now Krishna is going to answer this in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.